What's up, everybody? Welcome to the RHO podcast. This is number 159. A little bit different look tonight. We were in the studio last week. I screwed up on the computer, so the video didn't make the final cut, but we still recorded in the studio. Tonight, we're in the green screen room. It's going to be regular podcast, but a little bit different look to the video because we're drafting hunting personalities. So the idea is all of us are going to get 10 of these guys or gals, guys and gals, and then we each get one Legends pick. So there's a Legends category of like all-time hunting personalities or personas that have passed on. So like to qualify for a Legend, they have to be dead, basically. Because there's some guys on the actual list that I've kind of got up in front of us that probably qualify as Legends, but they're still living. So we're going to, and they're still mostly active as far as I can see on the list. So we're going to snake draft. Blake's going to go first since he won our gaming video. If you haven't watched that, go check it out. But he's going to get the first pick. Nate will get the second. I'll get third and fourth. So on and so forth. So at the end of this, we'll each have 10 guys, one legend pick that we can use at any point in any round. We just get one of those. And then you, the watchers, the viewers, the listeners, are going to have to comment and let us know who had the best team. And we'll put it on social media, too. I'll make like a picture of it all, and I'll post it on our social so you guys can go comment there who you think has the best team of hunters. However you want to qualify that, because it doesn't have to necessarily be the guys that kill the biggest deer all the time or the biggest animals or whatever. It could be guys you just like watching the most. So you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's Blake, that's Nate, I'm Canyon, for those of you who don't know. Let's roll, man. Let's get into this. Blake, you got the number one pick, one of one.
101
list. Yes. Who you got?
Is there a time limit on this? Because
I don't think necessarily. We'll call shot clock
gotta,
if it's getting too
you
long.
You got to have like a strategy here. Do I go legend straight off the back? So you guys are going to steal like a stud?
Right.
Or because there's just so many good, just solid names up there at the top.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking 101. I mean, 101 belongs to Fred Bear.
Okay, you're going Fred Bear?
I think so.
On one of one? All right, so that's fair. I'm running the computer tonight, too, so if you see me looking off the camera up at the other screen, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to keep track of what everybody has because I can't keep track of that stuff in my head. But
no, and
if you're audio only, go check this out on YouTube so you can kind of see that stuff, too. Hopefully this will play on audio as well. Nate, the number two pick.
102.
I believe this guy qualifies in the Legends category, but
where he's going.
He's still very alive and well. No, I think I'm going to throw you off on this one. He's still alive and well, doing great things. The only thing that could make him any cooler is if he was actually an American citizen.
That's where I figured he was going, number one.
Jim Shock.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I figured he was going.
That's a very solid, like, one and two.
Yeah. That was going to be, like, I was hoping he'd slip through the cracks and, like, catch him on round two.
Yeah. I'll be honest, like, growing up on the Outdoor Channel, I wasn't, like, excited when Jim Shockey's show came on.
But it's just so cool to watch all the cool stuff.
But he's, like, literally a legend.
Yeah.
In the industry. It has done everything you could possibly do.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I mean, that's it. That's a solid number two pick. So
that guy's went and killed things in places that we don't even know exist. And probably came close to dying several times. Like, he goes and shoots goes and shoots goats in, like, Iraq or something over there in the mountains.
Turkmenistan.
You know? Yeah, where they don't even let people go.
Right.
They let him do it.
That's the thing. Like, it's not only almost dying from hunting accidents.
It's the areas.
It's where he's at, so.
You know probably why he can get there is because he's not American.
He plays
he's
a Canada
Canadian.
Card. Nobody cares about the Canadians. Why. They're so nice.
He's like, trust me, I'm not trying to do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Unless you guys want to play hockey, I'm not going to fight. Yeah, that's fair. Solid number one and two. So I got a lot of options here for a number three pick. There's still a lot of obviously good ones on the board for first round. I do want to say, too, before we get any farther, because I forgot in the beginning, we've got a few, like, couples. So, like, you guys all know, like, Lee and Tiffany, for example. So if you pick them, you get both of them. I did split some people up, some groups. I kept some groups together. If we get to them, I'll explain that. But just so you know, if we pick, like, Lee and Tiffany, then you get both of them. But I think with the number three pick, man, do I go kind of the same avenue you guys did with, like, just a legend and somebody who's somewhat polarizing.
See, with your pick, with a snake draft, you can just pick two solid ones just right. Bam. That's true.
But I don't know if you guys will take the one I'm wanting or not. The kind of one I really want. I've got a sleeper that I think I'm going to end up with. Oh, man, number three. I don't think I want to go legend right off the bat, but maybe I do. Yeah, I'm going to go, okay, back to back. I'm going to go very, you went Canadian, I'm going very American.
Oh, dang with, you. I know exactly where you're going with.
So number three pick, I'm going with Uncle Ted.
Okay, very good.
Just yeah, shoot the spike. Just shoot the spike, dang Uncle you. Ted. He's one that, again, like the hunting wasn't always the most exciting, but I did like watching his show because
it's Ted.
It's Uncle Ted.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the wild man.
Nobody.
Claims he's never done drugs or been drunk.
I like
just
it.
High on life.
Nobody has slaughtered more deer over a bait pile than that guy.
That is no joke.
Animals.
Yeah. Also got in trouble. There's a few people on this list that have been in trouble with the law. I think I've told
was
this.
Was he in trouble?
I've told this story on the podcast before. I remember watching his show growing up. And then, like, all of a sudden, at the end of their shows, they started putting in this clip at the end, like, after the credits, or maybe it was before the credits rolled. And he was talking about how when you're hunting somewhere, make sure you read all the rules and regulations for that area. Make sure you're up and following and all. Well, I found out that was part of his sentencing for, I think it was in Canada, wherever he was at, he had shot a bear. And they didn't find it. I don't know if they didn't find blood at all, if they found a little bit of blood and then didn't find the bear or whatever, but he wounded it. Well, that's your tag where he was at, right?
Oh.
You couldn't shoot it. Well, he went and shot another one.
Oops.
I don't know if he didn't know that or if it was just one of those.
Yeah.
Because I assume they filmed it all. I mean.
Oh, I'm sure.
But anyway, obviously he got popped for it. And part of his sentencing was that at the end of his shows, he had to put in that little bit about reading the rules and regulations. So there's a little nugget.
My
for
favorite
you guys.
Clip of him was when he got to one of them big blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened a door and there were some squirrels that got in there. And one just stayed there and sat on the ledge of the window.
Yeah.
And he pulls
probably
out
felt right at home.
Oh, yeah. He pulled out his Glock and he shot it with a 10 millimeter. He said, he turns around to the camera, I Glocked it. I'll never forget
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Clip.
That's worth the number three pick in itself.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with my three pick now.
Yeah, I was very jealous.
Yep. Okay, so like I said, keeping this very American, I was hoping you guys would both take your legends right off the bat so I didn't have to yet. And now Nate's going to be in this position because
he can let it go.
If you're smart, you'll have your pick of the rest of the legends, so there's no need to go ahead and take them. Mm-hmm. But I'm going with the one and only Teddy Roosevelt.
Very solid.
For the number four pick. Keeping it super American. Everybody loves Teddy.
There's only one president on that list.
Walk softly and carry a big stick. So I've got Ted and Teddy right off the bat.
There you go.
Team Ted, Team America. I'm okay with that pick. That dude has killed probably more bison than anybody on the list except Buffalo Bill. And maybe more than him. Legend, Western hunter in general, outdoorsman, one of the pioneers for conservation in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with my first two. So it's back to you, Nate.
I'm very happy that this guy's still up there. My second pick's going to be Roger Ragland.
Rah, that was my sleeper, man.
Jiminy Christmas.
Holy cow. You guys have taken all of my picks.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
Yep, Roger, I've seen that guy sit in many thickets, and a giant deer just walks by him. He jerks his old compound back, smokes it.
Just lets it rip.
At like 10 yards.
Sometimes all in one motion.
Yep.
There is still a video in my head to this day, because I grew up on Roger Ragland.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about that. But he's in the snow, and he always just like kneel down behind a tree.
Yep.
One knee, just wait for him, and there's this 150-inch buck, like super nice deer. Just walks, like you said, right up 8 yards of him. Mm-hmm. He's kind of peeking around the tree a little bit, but really don't care about him. He turns, just smokes him at 8 yards.
Yep. It's
some of the best whitetail hunting footage I think that has ever been captured, and that was probably 20 years ago or more. It was probably 25 or 30 years ago, honestly.
Yeah.
I bet it was mid-90s.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was really hoping to get Ted Nugent and Roger Ragland on the same team. Can you imagine the fun we would have? My goodness. That's a solid number five pick.
Yeah. I was hoping he'd fall to six.
I was hoping he'd fall farther than that. Another guy that could be a legend, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is a legend, but under our rules doesn't necessarily fall there, but absolutely correct. Another guy that could be.
Yep.
All right. Mm. Blake?
Tim Wells.
Tim Wells. Local-ish.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hot topic right now, too.
Correct.
Yo, that was...
Mm-hmm. I want to do an episode on that, because I have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going straight killers, I think.
Okay, you're just rolling right into the next pick.
Actually, I don't know.
You don't want to justify that Tim Wells pick? I mean
it's Tim Wells. He's a killer.
The slot master, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else can kill a bear in the forehead with a recurve?
Ted Nugent. In a loincloth, probably.
Yeah. He'd run up there with his Bronco, then jump out.
All right, yeah, that's a solid pick.
Dang.
So far, I will say this so far while you're thinking. Favorite guy to watch of anybody, Roger Ragland.
So far, yeah.
I mean, and obviously Fred Bear, there's some video of him. I don't think there's much video of Teddy Roosevelt.
No.
He might have been a great watch, but.
There's one on here I think is, he's funner to watch than Roger.
Okay. Oh, there's a few. I'd put right up there with him. He's an all-timer for me just because, like, that's who I grew up watching. So, like,
yeah.
It's hard for me to put anybody over.
Okay. Man.
There's a lot of good names. For those of you that can't see, well, none of you can see the list we're looking at. I've got the TV up. But I've got a list. I just kind of tried to put together a list of very notable guys that are very popular. That way we wouldn't have to come up here and think of 30 names. So we're kind of picking from a list here.
It's difficult.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good names.
Should I just go for more straight killer?
I mean, so far so good.
Steven Rinella, I'm thinking.
Steve Rinella. He's a popular pick, too. Like people,
yeah.
He kind of – I was talking about this with Austin after we recorded the last Full Draw Friday. It was like we were talking about kind of the struggles of creating hunting content, and not to get too much into that, but like – when you're doing sports and stuff like that, if you do like a sports podcast or a sports show, there are moments in sports that like transcend whatever sport it is. So like they're bigger than football or bigger than baseball, right? Like
mm-hmm.
even guys that don't watch or people that don't watch heard about whatever happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's events that are like that. So it's a lot easier to get exposure from outside of just your normal base, right? Where with hunting, that doesn't necessarily happen. Like the CJ Alexander thing, huge in the hunting industry, but people outside of hunting probably didn't know about it. You know what I mean? Steve Rinella.
I bet PETA people knew about
well,
it.
Well, yeah. Bring the plane home here. Steve Rinella has kind of transcended the hunting industry with Meat Eater because he brought in something that a lot of guys weren't doing, which is like the processing and cooking mm-hmm. and showing that part of it too, like that after the hunt.
Yeah.
So he's a guy to me that very rare that has everybody in the hunting space knows who he is, but then there's also a large group of people who aren't necessarily hunters or don't necessarily hunt that mm-hmm. also know and respect him.
Yeah.
Huge pick.
Yeah. I just got a question.
I might not have an answer.
How come Joe Rogan's not up there?
So I thought about adding him, and I had already made the picture. So, I mean, you can pick him if you want.
Oh, no, I'm good.
He's also, I think he's more known for the podcast thing than he is hunting. So
well, he's really starting to get, like, I mean
he's definitely
five years.
A huge voice for hunting and all that, but I feel like he's still...
Because he's feeding off Cam.
That's true. Cam, Dudley, Steve even. He's had him on a few times. But, I mean, super good hunter, obviously. Like, a legit Western hunter.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to get guys that were, like, known for hunting. You know what I mean? Although some of the legends, I guess, could kind of... teeter on whether they're known for hunting exactly or not, but like they're synonymous with it still, I think. If that makes sense.
Nate.
I'm studying hard.
It's difficult. Right? Them first six, it gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say like through the first 15 is like, well, I would replace one bill with another bill in the first 15, and I would say that would be extremely solid top 15.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even see that one. Crap.
Mm-hmm.
My number three pick, I'm going to go with Michael Waddell.
Michael Waddell.
Dang you.
I mean, he's like the average man's killer.
How did he fall? I mean,
because I was really hoping he'd fall.
Look at who we got ahead of him, though. So, like, I think that's somewhat fair, but that's a really good pickup at what is that?
See, I was 50-50 between him and Steven.
Yeah.
Ranella.
At number eight,
that's a steal.
There's some value there.
Everybody knows Waddy. Everybody loves Waddy. Waddy's a, I mean.
Not everybody.
Hey.
Well, there's a guy from up the road here that's not a big fan.
Supposedly. But I think that makes me like Waddy even more.
I'm good.
Want to make
that.
A trade?
No.
Dang it.
We can trade at the end if you want. All right. Go ahead. You done?
You're up.
It's back to you.
Yeah, okay. I was just making sure you're done with your Waddy thing. I'll say this on him, too. Like, some of these guys are, like, known for deer hunting, known for Western hunting. He's, like,
everything.
Elk, deer, turkeys.
That's why I really messed up there.
That guy just goes places and kills things. And
has fun
every minute of it.
There's like what I would not disrespectfully call his little brother on this list that I think is very similar to him.
Yes.
And I know you guys know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
So do I want to try to get some of the younger crowd here since my combined age right now is probably 250? Or do I go with another kind of legend? There's two legends that are really staring me in the face. I would consider legends. And then there's some really fun names left on here too. Golly, we're going to leave some people out that should be picked, first of all. We've got 35 names plus 8 legends on this list, so we're going to leave some people out. And there's probably people not even on the list that I left out, but, man, there's some good ones left. I've got 2, though, right?
Yes.
So let me get – man, I think I'm going to do it. You mentioned Rogan. You mentioned Moretti. I think I got to go Cam Haynes.
Yeah, I knew that one was coming.
Just legend bow hunter. And he's like 50-something, and he's already like legend bow hunter.
Yeah.
He and I are like so similar in everything we do.
You guys are both incredibly disciplined.
In your
very strict diet. Like, get up and run a marathon every morning.
That's right.
Unreal. But, like.
You know what I say to that? Good for you guys.
In all honesty, though, he's another guy that's kind of brought in a new audience to hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's huge. Like, same thing with Steve Ranella. He's doing it a little bit differently because he's like the fitness, hardcore, discipline, does not give a crap about what people think about him either, which is important to me, as you can see by my list. So, yeah, I think that's – I don't feel bad about that pick there. I actually feel pretty good that he fell to number 9. And also, that's going to bring me in some young crowd too because he's still
– he's still relevant.
Yeah, got a very good podcast too that people like a lot.
That Aaron Rodgers one was good.
He also – just until recently, still had 9-to-5 regular job.
Yeah, the past 2 years, he just now quit.
Yep.
What did he do?
To do his podcast and all that. What did he do? I should know that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I know he had just a regular old 9-to-5 job.
Huh.
You have the power of the internet. Look it up while I'm going to my next pick here, Nate. So I got the younger crowd, hopefully with that one, a little bit younger crowd. There's a couple more on here that would get the younger crowd.
Yeah.
Do I want to go back to kind of a legend here? You got Waddy off the list.
Which just kills me.
Yeah, I know. I kind of wanted him. There's another guy right down that Cam Haynes alley that I really like, but I don't think I can take them both.
Do it.
Nah.
Do it.
Oh, there's another one that would really get a younger crowd that's huge.
Do it.
But I got to stay true here. Just which one do I want?
Do it.
I think I'm going to go – so for some reason, I've always – no offense to the other one because I really love both of them, watching them, how far they've come, what they've done to build their brand. I've always liked Old Man Winter, Terry Drury, watching him just a little bit more than Mark. I don't know why. No offense, Mark. He's not watching this. But
no.
I don't know. I've always – aside from the fact that he's left-handed, I won't hold that against him. He's always like – super blue-collar, always seemed like that to me. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Terry Drury.
Mark has
more of the turkey hunting crowd. I get that.
Champion and the 200 inchers.
And the 200 inchers. But that's also kind of why I like Terry, because he doesn't have 5 200-inch deer. I mean, well, I think he just killed his first one a couple years ago, right?
Oh, man, I don't know.
And besides that, Forrest, friend of the show, works for Terry.
So, yeah.
I'm locking it in. I'm going Terry Drury.
Where are you going?
And I feel pretty good about all that so far. You're back up. Tough to follow, I know.
It is.
You got a good list so far.
Yeah, he's got the best.
Right.
Because I fumbled.
First pick is the worst, man.
I told you, I hate it.
Next time, just lose.
No.
All right. We'll probably, if we do this again with something, we'll probably, whoever wins this will get the first pick. So, yeah. So far, looking pretty good. I like mine, though.
I don't like mine.
You have a broad crowd, for sure.
The Ranello.
The only one that kind of narrows it as well. So I think he's a little bit more niche. You know what I mean?
Well, he's a killer.
Yeah. And that's fair. You got some killers on there. The first two, for sure.
All right. My number four pick, Bill Winkie.
Yeah, there's a killer, too.
I feel like he is just an incredibly disciplined whitetail guy. Knows more about deer than I will ever come close to knowing about deer.
Statesman.
Yeah.
So you've got three Realtree guys so far. Is Shockey a Realtree guy?
Most of you. He's kind of just plain Jane.
Yeah. Red flannel. So
he wears a red Hornady bandana. And he just kills stuff. Yeah. He doesn't need anything more than that.
I like your spectrum right now, who you got, because you've got, like, Jim Shockey, statesman. Mm-hmm. Like, he kills something, it's a big smile, and it's like a congratulations mm-hmm. handshake with the guy he's with. Mm-hmm. Roger Ragland loses his ever-loving mind.
Every time.
Which is awesome.
He's so happy.
Waddell loses his ever-loving mind every time. Like, some of the clips of him after shooting deer, just the crazy stuff he says, yep. Awesome.
You know what's better than one shot? Two shots.
Yeah. It's just, but it's nothing like he doesn't go over the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And neither of those guys do.
Yeah.
And then you've got Winky, who is, again, just statesman. He shoots something, he's like, yep. That's what I was in here for.
I've watched this deer for 15 years. I know the tree he sleeps by. I decided I was going to kill him today.
I slept with him last night.
Yeah. He's like, I decided
I was going to. Slept three trees over last night.
I decided I was going to kill him today 3 years ago. You know?
Yeah. And I just expected to do this. So
yeah.
I'm not hollering.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, that's a good list.
Yeah, it is.
I kind of wanted Winky. I still got some good ones coming up.
That Ranello and Michael Waddell trade still open. Let's see. I'm thinking I'm going to go with a, like, wild card right here. Because sticking just with a straight killer. Kip Campbell.
Ugh.
I love that guy.
So, he was the one I was referencing earlier. Did you catch that?
Yeah. Like, I love that guy.
No disrespect to Waddell, but, like, Waddell's cousin. Like, they could easily be related.
He is not afraid to shoot does and spikes, which is awesome.
Yes. He's one of my favorite all-time personalities.
Yes.
And he makes the best commercials.
Yes.
Like, the best commercials.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite ones, he's got these, I think maybe they're walkers or something, the ear ones, and his wife's sitting there nagging at him, and he puts them in, and then she's all of a sudden like, and when you get back from hunting, I'll be home cooking you something to eat, nothing but my apron.
Yep.
And it's like, hear what you want or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
So what? He's a 13th pick? No, that's not right. 12th pick.
12th. 13th pick.
This is your 13.
Yeah.
Or our 13. We've each got five so far, so let's just recap for everybody.
Four.
Oh, we've got four.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I was looking at the numbers. All right. We'll recap after this, which it should be on the screen, hopefully. I'll figure that out.
I got two in mind. I'm not going to say it because you guys might steal the other one.
I know where it is.
I'm
number 30. He's between 32 and 27 right now. I know he is.
No. since I fumbled the round before, I'm going to take up his teammate. Give me the T-Bone.
Oh, yeah.
No. Give T-bone. Me the T-Bone.
That's where he was going this round.
Secretly, I was trying to get Realtree Road Trips back together on my list.
Yeah.
I mean, how
that's
can
a good
you
play?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I would have took Waddy with my.
Literally, everybody loves T-Bone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy's awesome.
And realistically, me and T-Bone have more in common than everybody else on this list. So.
Well, I mean, he's missing a leg. You don't.
Cam that's Hanks, T-Bone, thing. Kind of opposite. Both super good archers, both proof that you can do it anyway.
Yeah.
He's actually won some.
He won an ASA championship.
I was going to say, won an ASA. National championship?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Impressive.
Back when bows weren't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did, like, one time, T-Bone's like, this is how you should set your bait up in front of your blind.
That way they come in broadside. Yes.
Yeah, he's like, you should put a big stick in the middle of it.
Oh, do you guys remember the him and Jeff Foxworthy ones videos?
Yes.
Oh,
talking about shooting that caribou?
No, I was talking about the doe, that how she ran back the truck, and they set her up, and she smoked the truck and fell over. Oh, then he runs into the truck.
Oh, wasn't he in the parody one they did too, where they had like the fake teeth in?
Yeah, that was one of
shooting
them.
The caribou, and it was like,
yeah.
What season was it? Or
I can't remember.
Anyway,
those were some good stuff.
Yeah, you're up again. You could still get kind of the road trips back together.
I know. T-Bone was going to be my next pick.
I know.
That's why I was going to grab him right then.
That's a good pick. You're bringing in a different crowd to you. Now you're getting into the Southeast crowd with Kip and T-Bone. So
Kip's awesome.
Geographically, you're doing good. I suppose I'm doing okay, but I don't have the South yet. Well, Nugent will be Southwest Texas, but
not according to your thing.
I don't have the Southeast.
The thing we did last time with the geographic stuff.
I think it called Texas Southwest. It just called Arkansas Southeast, which, even if you don't know where Arkansas is at, it's
you
not,
don't,
it's
obviously.
Not the Southeast.
You thought it was Oklahoma.
Clearly.
This is getting tough.
It is.
Then you fold under pressure and pick something stupid instead of Waddy.
Yeah.
This is.
I was going to throw a name out there, but I won't put him under the bus like that.
All right. I'm going to bring one of the Heartland Bowhunter guys in. Mike Hunsucker.
All right. That's a solid pick.
I like those guys a lot.
That's a solid pick. So they are the guys that I don't know if I've talked about this before or not. Well, on the podcast, I probably have. Like when I started watching Carbon TV, mm-hmm. like they were one of the shows.
Yeah.
Them, Major League Bowhunter,
mm-hmm.
and there was one more I think I used to watch quite a bit. But those two for sure, like watched all the episodes they had on Carbon TV back when they were on their full mm-hmm. episodes.
Of the Heartland guys, I think I would say Skyler would be my favorite. But
really,
Mike is right there.
That Skyler's eight pointer is just forever in my mind.
So I still, in my mind, because when I watched him a lot, like I really honestly don't watch him a lot anymore, which I don't watch a lot of them anymore because I don't have the time.
Yeah.
At the time that I'll be watching, I'm putting our stuff together. But because of that, I still see Skyler as like 17 or 18 or whatever it was back then. He wasn't really like, you could tell he wasn't quite comfortable in front of the camera and stuff yet. Not that it was bad.
I know the feeling.
It was the same. So, like, I figured Mike was a good one to throw on the list.
Yeah.
And Sean, those are the head guys. So.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've talked to Mike a few times. He seems like a good guy.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Skyler's eight-pointer in person. So
Maybe we could set that up.
Skyler.
I also know a guy that knows another one of them. Tyler? Maybe? Isn't there a Tyler? I don't know. Anyway, there's one that starts with a T.
I'm terrible with names.
Yeah. All right. So it's back to me. And this is the number, my fifth pick. So
this is 503.
I'm going to, we'll recap after this for those of you that aren't on video. But, man, I could take the other jury, but I think I've got that covered with the one. I do need, I need Southeast pretty bad. There are a couple names I think I could go with to wrap that up. I really want to take another guy because he's a friend of the show. I really want to take another one because of how huge. I got it. I know where I'm going because I got back-to-back here. So with the 15th pick, I'm going to go Will Primos.
Dang you. That's my next one.
My Southeast boys.
He's another one of the statesmen.
Yeah, that guy's. And the absolute legend of the game.
Yes.
Yep.
Don't feel like I could go wrong with that pick.
No.
Although back-to-back here, again, no offense, but getting kind of old. Terry and Will, elder statesmen in the game, we would call them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as knowledge, hunting, and just killers, hard to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Will's killed a lot of turkeys. Terry's killed a lot of deer.
I was going to say, their turkey hunting videos were good.
Mm-hmm. Cam and Ted have killed everything in the West. Probably enough to go around for everybody. And then
Ted doesn't even have to leave his house or his ranch.
Sorry, Theodore. And then Ted has just killed everything. So
Yeah.
All right, let's recap real quick because we're halfway through the draft now. We've taken our legend. Nate hasn't taken his legend yet. Smart by him.
Yes.
You're welcome. So Blake his five right now as it stands: Fred Bear, Tim Wells, Steve Rinella, Kip Campbell, and T-Bone Turner.
That trade's still up for offer.
We will have a trade window too at the end if we want to shuffle anything around. Nate has Jim Shockey, Roger Ragland, Michael Waddell. Man, when you say it out loud, Bill Winky, and Mike Hunsicker.
We're behind. I'm behind.
That's a pretty solid list. And I've got Ted Nugent, Teddy Roosevelt, Team Ted, Cam Haynes, Terry Drury, and Will Primos. So, how are we feeling?
I told you that middle spot's the way to be on the drafts.
Yeah. No pressure. You still got a lot of good left. Your first four are
deadly.
Pretty solid. I don't feel bad about mine. I'm just a little bit worried about, like, what crowd I'm going to draw. You know what I mean?
We'll pick your next one and see which.
So this is why I'm gonna change that right here.
I know where you're going.
No, you don't. Say the number.
No.
So what number?
No, because you're going to pick it.
Everybody knows him.
Yep.
THP.
Yep.
The Hunting Public. Our guys also just got a ticket. I'm Team Ticket also. They also just got a ticket. But it was bull crap. We can all
absolutely.
If you want to go Team Ticket, go 27.
Yeah, I could go 27, and then I could go one that's not on the list, too, that we made fun of earlier, and I'd really have it nailed. No, the Hunting Public, that's going to bring some younger crowd. Everybody likes the Hunting Public, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody likes them. There's a lot of public land guys. A lot. There's several public land guys that are loud on the internet talk about how they're spot burning and yada, 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 and you know what that is? Jealousy. Because those guys, again, they go out there and they kill stuff, and they do it on public land all over the country. And we talked about them on the last episode. They kill something, and they are unapologetic about it. They're happy with what they've got, whether it's a 3-year-old buck in Mississippi or a 5-year-old buck in Iowa. It's like, it's awesome. And I think they do the best job of any group out there of, like, the camaraderie and bringing in the hunting camp feel similar to what the Realtree Road Trips guys used to do. Mm-hmm. They're just doing it on YouTube. And, yeah, that brings in also a little bit of I got a little Midwest whitetail flavor in there now, too. So, yeah. That's for value.
That's what was my next. You took my next two picks.
I'm putting value on that right up there with T-Bone and Waddell at their respective spots. Back to you. I know you wanted them. Sorry.
I am going to break into the first couple and pick Don and Candy Kiske.
And Candy Kiske.
I've always liked them.
Killers.
I always felt like they were pretty average folks. They seemed like they were average, and they killed giant deer. They're farmers. The old
Nate would pick the farmers.
The old whitetail freaks.
Yes.
But those guys have slayed a lot of really good deer, and it seems like they just did it mostly on stuff that they owned or farmed. I could be totally wrong. But they did seem like they were fairly honest about it. So I always did like watching them. Especially Don shot this one, like, gigantic frame 10-point coming into corn that he'd mowed down. We've all seen the video. I know you have. It's older, but that thing comes in there, and he shoots him out of a blind that he had set up in the corn. The thing runs over there. I think he flips over a kind of a levee ditch or something and dies. And he's just a giant buck. That's one of my favorite videos ever.
One of my favorite quotes from any of these people is, I think it was Mark talking to Don. It was either Mark or Waddy. One of those guys was talking to Don Kiske. And they said, man, you've got to be like, or maybe it was Bill. Either way, they said, man, you've got to be like one of the best whitetail hunters in the country. And Don says, I'm the best at hunting my property. Like, I've got, like, he wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm the greatest. I could go to anybody's property and kill all their deer. Like, no, I'm the best one at hunting my property, which I think is, like, super respectable, too.
Yeah.
And that's not an easy thing to get to, either. Like, you should be better at hunting your property than anybody else, but to do it to the level that they've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, kudos to them.
Well, since my next two picks have been taken.
Also, more Drury flavor there. There's going to be a lot of Drury flavor in here. A lot of people started with them, between them and Midwest. Anyway.
No, I'm a Mossy Oak guy, but I'm going Realtree here.
You got Kip, T-Bone, Yeah, Kip and T-Bone are both real tree guys.
Yeah, but I'm at heart, I'm a mossy oak guy.
Okay. We're going another real tree.
Give me the David.
David?
Yeah.
All right.
I like that guy a lot.
David's cool.
I don't know.
David Lindsay?
No, Blanton.
Oh, David Blanton, sorry.
Yeah.
I think Lindsay's a realtor guy too, right? Maybe not.
I don't know.
I forgot. I forgot he was even over there. That's another value pick right there.
Yeah.
Blanton's an OG.
Yeah.
He's one of the first ones in on TV hunting.
Did you listen to that podcast on Hunter?
Talking about, they were like the first ones to show impact. They're mm-hmm. like, we got to do this. And they got mm-hmm. a ton of hate for it, but they kept doing it, and it's what made them huge.
Yeah, that's what really kickstarted outdoor television.
Yeah, and really helped Realtree take off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a good pick. Yeah. All-time marketer TV guy.
Just so humble, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Cool guy.
Yeah. And has been a lot of places and killed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
To hear him talk about the old Milk River days.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah. Unreal.
That's why that's why Montana was so high up there on those lists.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the Milk River, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, since the THP is gone, that went the young crowd.
Sorry, not sorry.
Man, this one.
There's still some good
is
ones
a
on here.
Big sleeper pick, and then he is gonna fall, and I know it.
I don't like it. I think I know where you're going, and I kind of want him.
Who are you gonna thinking?
No, I'm not telling you. You didn't tell me about THP.
Well, you took it anyway. So let's see. I don't like that one.
Yeah, don't worry. No one can see it. They're not watching anyway. I promise nobody on this list is watching.
Oh no.
There would be one. One name on here that might.
By accident?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, that's my name.
Yeah. So.
Jim Shockey.
No.
He's in some tent in freaking Pakistan with his phone and his Starlink, and he's watching our podcast.
His bombs are exploding in the distance.
It's like, these guys didn't take me one of one.
I have no clue.
There's some good names left.
But none of them just, there's, no offense, but none of them standing out to me.
There's two that I am absolutely not picking.
Yes.
Three that I'm absolutely not picking. There's some.
I don't even know numbers.
You talked about the hunting public.
I don't even know 30.
30. You don't know him?
Oh, my goodness.
I can't even read it.
So I was getting ready to say, you got on my hunting public pick about that one. There's a few public land guys left, and he would be one of them.
Oh.
A lot of people know him in the YouTube space, especially. He's big in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I cannot think of his face right now. But anyway, I don't even know. This is tough. I can't. Do I go?
There's also an awesome one on here that I really want.
I know who it is, and I think I'm picking it.
Because
you're going to be heartbroken. You know who I'm talking about right
do
now,
it.
Don't you?
Do it.
I don't. Give me the Munt.
Hey, that's
no.
That's a good. That's where you're going now. He sharked you on T-Bone and Munt. You got Waddy though. So
yeah,
he got Batman and Robin. You got Superman. I'm gonna say Nick's probably Robin in this case. No offense to either of those guys, but yeah, that's a solid pick. I was like Nicky the Wheel.
That mule deer hunt where he walks up to that thing in the Milo,
at like
5 feet.
I was gonna say
that was an awesome hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just yeah.
All right,
it's an all timer.
This is the 20th pick, correct?
Math checks out.
Yeah,
yep, that's what I was thinking. So I had another guy in mind, but. With this being the 20th pick, I'm going to have to say he didn't go 20 and pick Rutt Daniels.
Oh, that's the one I was – yep, that's the one I was wanting.
Didn't go 20.
He did go 20 on our list. That's a solid 20 pick, yeah. 3, 6, 9.
20, oh, that guy.
15, yeah. 18, 19, 20. Yep. Oh. I really wanted him. That's going to – yeah, that's going to get you a good crowd.
I think so.
Guy kills stuff, and he does it acting like an absolute goof.
Moron.
I mean, and is so fun to watch.
Yeah.
So fun to watch. Like, I wish I would have thought of that character. I could never pull it off, but.
He acts just like Landon's brother. Zach.
All right.
But he has more IQ points than Zach. Oh my. Zach has like none.
Will he watch this?
I'm going to tell him to watch it just so he hears that.
All right. That's fair. No more explanation needed on that one, I guess. Now, I was seriously thinking about him here or my next one. But I think I'm going to go. I think I got to do it. Friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Same alma mater.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
Kills absolute slobs. Also, mm-hmm. laid back, cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Mills at number 21. And I feel good about that. I don't know how much that's going to help me with the audience. He does have a huge following. Very loyal following. Not as widespread as like the Hunting Public, Will Primos, or Drury, but yeah, I needed another guy who just kills absolute slobs.
That THP pick is just a steal.
Yep. Because I've got right now, let's see, Cam Haynes kills giant elk. Terry kills giant deer. And as far as like just killing slobs.
You got the turkey killer.
I do have a turkey killer. And Hunting Public does it all. Like, mm-hmm. especially turkeys and whitetails. But I need another guy that killed just like giant deer. Jared is that guy. So, next pick here. Dang it. I really wanted Rut Daniels at this pick. If he'd have fell one more spot. Let's go down the list here. There's still some good ones to be had. I know there is. Roger Ragland hurts me too. Ooh, I mentioned his show earlier, but I don't think enough people are going to know him. Oh, yeah, I'll go this one. I mentioned it earlier that these guys are kind of the same ilk, but I really like this guy as well. And I think if you don't like Cam Haynes, you do like John Dudley. So I'm going to go John Dudley with this pick. I've got my ASA, whatever he was, archer. Like
he wasn't
Olympic.
He wasn't ASA. Was he not? No.
He was an Olympic shooter, though. Yeah. So I've got my shooter on the team, too. No, obviously, Cam's the guy, too, but competitive shooter. I got him. And I feel like, guys, if they're in the archery space right now, archery/hunting, you got a Cam Haynes crowd, you got a John Dudley crowd. There's a lot of crossover, but if you don't like one, I think you like the other. So I feel pretty good about my JJ back-to-back picks there.
I suppose
We're getting down there.
I suppose I'll continue the J streak.
34?
27.
No. No. 28. Oh, my. I have always thought this guy was a pretty stand-up guy as well. Major League bow hunter, Jeff
You
Danker.
Sucker.
That's the one that I was thinking of. I just don't
the
know.
The Danker?
I don't know if the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd.
You know what I mean?
Like, I know.
See, he has his own show now, the Buck Correct.
Adventures.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Which
and
is
his
a great
boy
show.
Is with Buck Commander, right?
Ooh,
Brandon Danker? Doesn't he hunt with Buck Commander? Or is he with Buck Ventures, too? Or they
hunt
together? Anyway, Jeff was one I was thinking, too. Major League bow hunter. Like, yep. He was one of my favorite guys to watch. I was kind of sad when he left
that
show.
He maybe isn't in the spotlight as much now as he used to be. But I always felt like he killed big deer and was a pretty stand-up guy.
Mm-hmm.
What show is he on now?
Buck Ventures, I think, is his show.
That's his show.
He always reads a little bit of scripture at the end now, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
He always did that in a Major League Bowhunter, too.
He did?
Yeah.
Maybe I've not seen as much of that as I thought I had.
Yes, Nate, we get it. You got the good Christian guys, Bill and Jeff, rubbing in our face.
That's right. That's right. I'm happy with Jeff.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Also kills giant deer in Oklahoma, too.
Of all
he's
places.
He's killed some slobs in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
One of my, these moments kind of keep coming up to me, favorite hunts from Major League Bowhunter, and I planted trees at the cabin just specifically to be able to do this one of these days, maybe, and I still might. But he had some like a row of cedars right on one side of his food plot, and he cut out a ground blind in the cedar tree,
mm-hmm.
and he's sitting under there under that cedar. The deer have no clue he's there.
Yeah.
It's just a coolest ground hunt, makeshift blind in the bottom of a cedar tree is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Jeff Danker's a good pick. Whether he brings you a big crowd or not, I like it.
Yeah. It was one of them picks you pick up late and you got something good.
Yeah. How did John Dudley fall so far down there, man?
All right. Well, I'm going to have to get some of the young crowd.
Uh-huh. He's doing it.
Give me the B.
Oh, yeah, that's not the one I was thinking.
Who was you thinking?
27?
No, no, no.
Yeah, Crispy is a good one. He's got
that's
the
big, a young crowd.
The Kansas video. Oh, yeah, the flat bill guys, right there.
Yeah. I mean, he does put a lot of good information on archery stuff, which.
Yep. We won't hold it against him that he's a Matthews guy, because I got a Matthews guy, too.
Yeah, now, the first one was easy. Now, the second one's difficult.
Mm-hmm. We're getting down to it.
I really like that Michael Waddell.
I know. I don't think I'd have anybody. Well, I don't. I'd almost. Nah, I don't know. I won't say it.
I'm not picking 27. Not picking 18 either. You can forget that.
Never was my favorite show either.
Oh, that was a terrible one. I'll just say it. That
I think they
was
seem like, they seem like really good people. They just too much north of the border stuff that I was never interested in.
I wasn't interested in a woman being bigger than a dude.
Now everybody knows who you're talking about. That's all right. They seem like great people.
I guess.
Yeah.
I got my last pick. I'm going to pull one from nowhere on that last pick.
Okay.
But this next pick.
I really wanted Kip Campbell, too.
Too bad. I wanted Michael Waddell, but it didn't happen. Oh, shoot. This is so tough.
We're getting down to it, man.
I remember, I keep forgetting. I'm like, oh, yeah, that person's taken.
Here's the problem for me. There's 35 names, and there's three people I don't want.
Yes. give me the other jury.
Oh, no.
He fell so far. I was hoping we would just ignore him, and I was going to take him with my last pick.
I kept skipping over him. I don't know how I didn't see
him. That was going to be my last pick right there on the wraparound.
Like, how did I miss that? Holy
cow. Best value in the draft is Mark Drury at number 25.
That's my ninth
25,
pick.
Right? Yeah.
901.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Everybody knows him. He kills Giants. Multiple Giants every
It feels
year.
Sacrilegious to split him and Terry up, but...
Too bad.
Whatever.
Well, I got the whole Realtree road trip, bone collector.
I could have taken him instead of Dudley, but I thought he would... You guys weren't talking about anything over there. I thought he was going to fall. Oh, well. Sorry, Mark.
Hey. Trade. Still open.
Ooh.
Drury for Waddy. Both turkey guys. Both absolute slob killers. Drury kills more big whitetails. He's more the private land guy.
Which is what you like. He hunts out of blinds.
There you go. He does it like a poor man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a poor man. Yeah.
Drury for Michael.
Nah. That hurts. He was going to be my next one.
Yeah. Ah, man. I was two picks away. Oh, well. Definitely should have taken him so I didn't have to take one of these others, though.
Man, this is like a good time for a timeout.
Is it?
Because, that's where I did not.
You got two more to make. One of them is obviously going
to
be your
try taking back-to-back picks. It's rough.
No kidding. I think I might have mine. I'm not sure. Let's do this. Who are you thinking on your legends? We can't pick another one. So, are they, do you have it narrowed down? I think I know here.
This is your last normal pick.
You mentioned him
earlier. Correct. Yeah. No, you guys, yeah, I mentioned him before we started, so yeah.
I figured Davy Crockett, because...
You guys... you guys know where I'm going.
Do you shoot Easton arrows?
I do not.
No? Okay.
You going Chuck Adams?
I think he is. Just Chuck Norris's cousin.
Yeah.
Dang right.
Also related to Grizzly Adams and John Adams, both of them.
Or he might go Daniel Boone.
Yeah.
He's going Chuck.
He's going Chuck.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing.
He likes a good Chuck.
In the Adams.
You're on the clock.
Dude, this is tough. That, I thought, I'm gonna get Drury.
Yeah, you thought.
Oh, man.
There's some, yeah, yeah.
There's one on there that's a lot of the older generation is just screaming at us right now.
Would be, if they could see him.
Yeah.
31?
No.
No? Okay. Well, you don't have to tell me.
I think I'll go for let me make sure he's not up there. Nobody picked him, did he? Nope. Go for another statesman. Bill Jordan.
Bill Jordan.
Yep.
Get it right.
Nick. That's not who I was talking about.
No, that's not who I was talking about either. Another Realtree guy.
Yep.
Another Realtree guy. Okay, so I've got two picks left. Do I want to go public land again? Good news is I don't have to take the people I didn't want. That's good news. The David you mentioned earlier, met them, seemed like good guys. I'm not taking 18 for sure. 17 is an interesting one.
It is a very.
I almost went there.
Because he's just, like, all around.
Yeah.
Like, fishing and everything.
Yeah. I had a couple fishing names in mind, too, but I thought we'd keep it hunting. Like,
I'm not going to lie. If Bill Dance would have been on there.
So, Bill Dance and him and Babe Winkleman both.
Yes.
I've almost put them on there, but I was like, we'll keep it mostly hunting.
If we have a competition of people falling out of boats.
Bill Dance. Some of them didn't even make it to the boat.
Right.
Snakes falling out of trees into the boat.
Just pure comedy reasons, he would have been a solid pick.
Yeah. Man, there's another good one to go with what you said. I kind of, for the crowd, there's a pick I like, but I don't think I'm going to take it. Just because.
Yeah.
Never been my favorite. Two of those, actually. Golly.
I know who you're talking about, number six.
There's another one. But, yeah. I just don't think I can do that one. I guess give me. What was the one guy's following you just looked up? I feel like it's got to be pretty good. Give me the hunting beast, Dan Infall, right here. I'm going to get some more public land guys in on this.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He also, again, does it on public land, so you know he knows what he's doing.
And kills some big ones.
Kills some big deer. So give me him there. And then with my last pick, I don't want 27. I do not want 28. I don't really want 6. 10, it's kind of the same reason I don't want 6. Just never watched it that much.
You have to admit.
6 and 10 both, though, have the same draw. You know what I'm saying?
The 10's way better, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that for sure.
Supposedly somewhat local.
Yeah, supposedly.
That's what I had heard.
31 I don't know enough about. 34, I've already got too much of that caliber. So that leaves me 26, 24, and 17. I know on the audio, guys, you're just listening to a bunch of numbers. Really, everybody is because they can't see this. But I don't want to give up all the names in case we don't pick them, especially a few of them.
Yeah, 18 for sure. Yeah. Not happening.
I'm not picking them either. All right. Give me the yin to Nate's yang in the middle there. Give me Sean Lichep. And then I'll bring in the Heartland Bowhunter crowd too.
I was talking about the old crowd was John Eberhardt.
Yeah, see, but I got enough public land. He's super popular though.
He wrote a lot of good books.
Oh, yeah. Yep. All right, Nate. You have to pick your legend now.
Correct. Hang on. Let me make sure.
What? So, okay, what I was thinking, we'll kind of give a little peek behind the curtain here. Hank Parker is left up there. He's one I thought about. Parker 3D was a pretty good show with his boys, so that was always entertaining. And seemed like a down-to-earth, normal guy. I don't know, he might be a jerk in person. I've never met him. Probably not. Hank's probably a good dude. John Eberhardt, like you said. But I've already got Infall and the hunting public, so I don't need a bunch more public land. So I didn't want to go there. And then Lee and Tiffany is left on the list. Like, again, they're just one that I never really watched a whole bunch. I kind of, we know some people that know them, I guess, so maybe I could have drawn some local crowd there, but I don't know. I'm okay with mine so far. I mean, that's it. I'm okay with it.
I mean, I watched their show. I just wasn't my favorite.
Right. They do kill some.
They kill some giant big deer.
Yeah. Some of the best private ground hunters for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I really wanted Kip Campbell after he took Waddy.
Tell me about it. I passed Waddy for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
That trade's still open, by the way.
He probably should have went number 4. I don't know. Teddy and Roger. I mean, I don't know. He probably should have went ahead of Wells. Ranello, though, that's a good pick.
It's a sleeper pick, I feel like, kind of. Like,
well, you don't think about him like you do Waddell or no. Shockey or Drury.
See, he's like kind of like a Shockey almost.
Oh, yeah, he does it all.
Yeah.
But, it's
but
just
he's not Shockey yet.
Right, and he's not like the same. He wasn't on like the Outdoor Channel when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He did the Netflix thing.
Well, he does have a show.
Yeah, he does now.
Yeah, the Meat Eater show.
Yeah. I don't think he, when we were growing up, though, it wasn't out yet. I don't think
I think it was in high school.
To the 10s, did it? 2010s?
Yeah, high school.
Yeah. I was thinking like middle school, when you were impressionable.
Oh, I was very impressionable by someone shooting cool things with a rifle.
Yeah, that's fair.
And getting charged by bears.
You got your guy?
Got him.
All right.
From Legends category, Chuck Adams.
We
Chuck
knew it.
Adams. Yep. Yeah. That was there from the start.
In the bow shop.
Legendary.
That we went to, you know, growing up through high school and everything. They had posters, like banners, all mm-hmm. over the wall in there.
They had. They still do.
Well, correct. They're still there.
Yeah.
That guy sitting behind giant mule deer, like every single one.
Old Hoyt guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So the two I'm...
Yeah, talk us through it, because this is the last
pick. I'm down to two. I'm down to Eberhardt, because he could be a legend. Yeah, like, he could be.
He could be. Especially public land game. Like,
yeah,
definitely.
Killed some slobs. And going back to an archery guy that's not on this list, you said we could pull one if we wanted to.
Yeah.
I might do it.
Okay.
I might
do
it.
Where are you going with this?
You don't?
Let us in on it, because you have the last pick, so it's
Levi.
Like I'm stealing. Oh, Levi Morgan. I almost put him on the list. I can't remember why.
Like,
I think I just wanted to
run. I really like his show a lot.
Yeah, he would be.
Like, and he kills some big deer.
Yeah. Also has some local property.
He does?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Did I not tell
you
the story?
Yeah.
I thought I did. I'll tell you the story after.
Yeah, tell me after.
Okay.
Pretty good show. His brother has incredible skills with camera and editing.
Yeah.
Huh. But I think I'm going to stick true to the list.
All right.
I think I'm going Eberhardt.
List appreciates it. John, not on. John Eberhardt. All right. I'll put graphics up after this. But just so everybody knows where we're at, I'm going to run through the list real quick, then we'll talk about it. Also, trade window is open officially if you want to make a trade. As it stands, Blake has Fred Bear, Tim Wells, Steve Ranella, Kip Campbell, T-Bone Turner, David Blanton, Nick Munt, Chris B., Mark Drury, John Eberhardt. The YouTube algorithm should be going nuts right now for this. Nate, Jim Shockey, Roger Ragland, Michael Waddell, Bill Winky, probably could stop right there.
Yeah, he wins.
Mike Kunsicker, Don and Candy Kiske, Rutt Daniels, Jeff Danker, quite the stark contrast there, Bill Jordan, and Chuck Adams, because me and Blake took our Legends first pick. Well, I took my second pick. Then I've got Ted Nugent, Teddy Roosevelt, Cam Haynes, Terry Drury, Will Primos, The Hunting Public, Jared Mills, John Dudley, Dan Infault, and Sean Luchell. I probably said his name wrong, but I think that's how it is. How's everybody feel?
Bad.
Bad? You got a good list. Just
I want Waddy.
Let the people decide. We'll make a trade.
What do you want for Waddy?
You,
T-Bone and Nick Munt.
No. I'm not separating them.
T-Bone and Nick Munt. No? No trade?
Nah,
What about Wells?
Nah, I like my picks a lot.
I'm... Okay. Two for one here. Actually...
Well, we'll have to adjust two for two, because we each have to have 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I'll take Jordan. You have Wells. And...
You know he wants T-Bone.
No, he's not getting either one of them. They need to be back together. You can have, actually,
so right now,
get Waddell and
that's
Jordan.
It. That's a trade.
And you can have Ranella and Mark.
So, wait, what's your Wells for Wells, Rinella, and Drury?
No. Rinella?
Rinella and Drury?
And Drury.
For Waddell and Jordan?
I'm thinking Danker instead.
Oh, Danker? Yeah.
No. No.
The Danker. He was thinking of Bill, but Danker. I like Danker a lot.
Man.
Okay, so what's your counter trade?
Keep my team.
Keep your team.
That's pathetic.
I'm not going to lie. Like, after your top four, it levels out with the rest of us, but your top four is pretty solid.
Yeah. That's why I want to crack that top four.
I trade you John Dudley for Roger Ragland.
No way.
Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas.
What about Will Primos? Mm. Matt, trade's off the table. I don't
want to
do it.
Oh, well, I was about to ask you, what do you want for Primos?
You have nothing I want.
That's how I feel.
I would almost trade for the other Drury to get them together, but I don't know who I'd trade. You don't want anybody that I would trade for him.
No.
Because you already have Eberhardt. Him and Infault, I feel like, are in the same ilk. Lachelle doesn't carry quite enough weight for a Drury, probably. Unless he does.
Who?
Sean.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Sean's solid.
Yeah, not for Drury.
That's a solid last pick.
But, yeah, Latrell is good. Whatever his name is.
Marcus Latrell, too. We like him. Lone Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Waddell. I'm not offering this guy. I'm not offering Campbell.
Would be the one for one, right? Like, but Waddell has a wider reach, I think.
I gotta put the three together.
Kip Campbell was like sick for a while or something, and had to take a couple years off.
I don't know.
I think so. I could be totally making that up, but I think I heard him say that on a podcast once.
Wells for Waddy and Mark for. Ooh, do I say Dank? Yeah. Yeah, that's the trade offer.
Nope.
So what's your counter offer?
You're the one that's wanting in on this.
But there's always a counter trade.
Nah.
Oh, man.
I'm happy with my lineup.
Would you trade Roger Ragland for anybody on my list? Not the hunting public. That's my guy.
That's how I feel about Waddell.
Yeah. Hey, I've got his number in my phone. I think I should get him automatically. That's a trump card.
That is true.
We talk all the time.
So what do you want for Waddell?
One truth, one lie.
Hang on.
Is there anybody you trade for Ragland?
Uncle Ted would be like the only one I'd consider.
That's a solid trade.
I thought about that. I just, the audience, man. Everybody knows Ted because he's still somewhat relevant.
He's very relevant.
Roger Ragland is an all-timer, but the new kids don't know, and they should. You guys should go look him up.
Correct.
But, yeah.
That guy's done
his trophy room's impressive.
Yes.
It's stupid.
If the new kids do know of him, it's because of
their dad's making them watching.
Yeah. Right, probably.
And your dads should make you watch absolutely. Roger Ragland.
Yeah.
That guy's done more cool stuff than, like, anybody is thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he can play classical piano as well.
Yeah, he did all the music for his videos back in the day. Mm-hmm. A lot of it. I shouldn't say all of it. Also, Mark and Terry, not choreographed. What do they call that for music? Not directed. What's the guy that stands up front with the thing? Composed. The composer. I believe they composed a lot of music for their early VHS tapes. Something you wouldn't think of.
You know what you need to be thinking of is who you want for Michael Waddell.
Nah. That guy.
I think we're there.
I'm saying I'm there.
All right. The only one I kind of like would like from Blake is Drury, but.
Who do you want for him?
I don't know. See, I'm kind of thinking I could trade Dudley or Cam Haynes because I have that crowd, but I also have the Drury crowd because I've got Terry. So it's just a matter of Mark versus Terry. I'm probably losing that one because Mark kills more big deer, but I'm probably in the smaller crowd of liking watching Terry better, but maybe not. And also I'm throwing a bone to Forrest here because he came on the show. So
I might do a combination trade for you.
Oh, I don't want Tim Wells. No offense, Tim. Who are you thinking?
Will Primos would be in it, and the hunting public.
Oh, I can't do the hunting public.
Oh, then I'm out.
I got to have turkey guys, and that's both my turkey guys. All right, I think we're there. That's our list. You guys, the audience, vote. If you're on YouTube, leave it in the comments. If you're listening audio only, either go to YouTube and leave it in the comments, or go to our socials, and I'll try to post as soon as I can, and you guys can comment on the post, and we'll take a combination of everything, and you either pick Blake, Nate, or mine as your winner. Whose list do you like the best?
Nate's.
And then that person will get first pick in the next draft, whatever we do. I've got some things in my head that I'm rolling around to what we might draft next. So
Nate's going to win. Let me know how big an idiot I am for picking Rinella over Waddell. Yeah, also
comment who you would have taken, one of one, one through three, whatever, which picks you would have.
I felt like Fred Bear just deserved the respect.
Oh, absolutely. One of one, Fred Bear is an all-timer. The all-timer. Probably the GOAT, if you ask anybody on this list that is now the legends. Obviously, because they're still alive, they'd probably tell you Fred Bear is the greatest. So, all right, that does it. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Ridge Hunter Outdoors podcast, the RHO podcast. I messed that up so many times already today. You can find both of them anywhere, I suppose. But before we get out of here, don't forget about Rodney Hawkins over at RG Outdoors at Midwest Farm and Land. 618-925-3153 is his number. He'll help you out with anything he's got in his shop, Tacticam trail cameras, Radix hunting products, Fission e-bikes. He's getting new stuff in all the time. And then also for land sales in Illinois and residential property, you can get a hold of him for that as well. Flambeau Outdoors, flambeauoutdoors.com, decoys, your storage. We're about to take some out in the morning, which would be, as this is posted, this morning, to go turkey hunting with them. So I'm excited about that. I don't think so. I think it's not supposed to be. So
all the rain is on the ground.
Yeah, no kidding. Fortunately, there were birds, and it wasn't flooded where we're going. But we're going to take the flambeaus out there. Maybe, I guess, if it is flooded, we could take the Flambeau duck decoys, even though it's out of season. No, we wouldn't do that.
You poachers.
I do have the ticket team over here.
You missed the biggest one.
Yeah, well, I didn't want that one. So check them out, too. Let them know that we sent you over there. And if you're into the mineral and protein game, go to racksminerals.com. Racksmineral.com. You can use the discount code FULLDRAW. It's all caps. I don't think I got the RHO one in there yet. FULLDRAW, and that'll get you 15% off anything there. Thanks for watching, everybody. For all of us, we'll see you next time.